He gave me the White Owl cigars, and Nile Mosier's strong cigar. Keep them up there. One of them a square can, one a round can. One of them a box, White Owl in a box. And I'd give the Niles and Mosier's cigars to Mr. Lee. He liked strong cigars, and I'd give them to him. And I'd smoke the cigarettes and give them away together. I never did smoke a whole lot. I guess I got to where I did smoke a couple packs a day. I got a friend out here run this real estate office. Boy, he just smoked one after another. He smoked 3 packs a day, boy. Is that right?
Say if you were at a party, somebody started playing the piano, a lot of people might gather around the piano and start
singing or dancing or something. We have a lot of singing. Used to have a lot of singing out at these little country schoolhouses, and on Sunday afternoon, and then maybe that we go out to somebody's house at night. They were singing all over the country around here. We used to have all day singing dinner on the ground about the places. We young, we made all these little country church singings. They're some more good singers.
Or somebody at the party told a funny story, everybody might start
laughing. Yeah, they love to laugh.
What about, you know, this bird that people say is supposed to be able to see in the dark?
Owl? They can see in the dark, I think. Screech owls. Regular horned owls and the owl himself. I think pretty good in the day, fly at night too.
Is there anything in particular you call the big one?
Hoot owl. Yeah, you can hear them a hooting all the time. Out in the woods. Used to be quite a few wild animals. We had a few panthers down here in the bottom when I was just a young fella.
Yeah,
them holler.
Oh, yeah.
They'll curl you and make your feathers fall on your neck.
I'll bet they will. What about this bird, you know, it drills holes in trees?
Real what?
Drills holes in trees.
That peckerwood does that, a lot of them. We got one of these old big ones down here and comes in here once in a while. Two or three of the other, and then we got one that looks a whole lot like a peckerwood, a sapsucker. Drilled holes in that pecan tree. You can go out there and there ain't a place you can put your finger. There ain't a hole in that tree, all right.
Right.
Now, whenever he comes back, he'll make every one of them holes, and he'll probably get something out of some of them.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard a person call another person a peck of wood?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just kind of a slang word, I think. Or a nut or something.
That's weird.
Get mad at him and say, why you pick with you?
It's not something you say to flatter somebody then.
No. Don't reckon.
Well, what about this animal that has black fur, you know, with a white stripe down the middle of its back?
Skunk? Mm-hmm. You ever run into one of them?
Never got tangled up with one.
Yeah. I never have either. Caught a lot of mink on the creek down there. Used to, when I was real young, Dad trapped a lot. Get $35 from mink, and that was money back then, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call skunks anything else?
I think I have, I can't remember. Polecat. Yeah, polecat.